And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD Devotion Diamond of the Day. Where is the kingdom? Where is the kingdom? Then we're going to explore this question. When is the kingdom? When? Then we're going to explore this question. How do we access the kingdom? And then we're going to close out with what results from the kingdom.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics. No. The answer is no between 2 and 3. You want politics? Sister station, KCBQ. Go check it out. For this hour, no. Entertainment and current events. Well, some people don't call it entertaining. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation, except for those candy dots. You know those little dots that have the little white little sprinkle thingies on them?
Yeah, on the paper?
Yeah, yeah. The answer is no. Can't do that.
Worst candy ever.
Yeah. I mean, you know, here's $12. Give me five. What? Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. Here's the reason why. It's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We're going to take a short break and then come back. But stand by for SRN News.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The White House is urging Russia to end its support of the Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's brutal regime.
Press Secretary Sean Spicer says the Trump administration is calling on Moscow to rethink its support of Syria.
You have to, if you're Russia. Ask yourself, is this a country that you and a regime that you want to align yourself with?
Meanwhile, White House officials say the Russians are trying to confuse the world about who's to blame in the Syrian chemical weapons attack. But Spicer is not confirming that Russia knew about the attack ahead of time.
There's no consensus within the intelligence community that there was involvement.
Greg Clugston, the White House.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions toured the U.S.-Mexico border today and unveiled what he described as a new get-tough approach to immigration prosecutions under President Trump. Sessions says U.S. attorneys are being ordered to prosecute immigration crimes they sometimes let go.
We're going to shut down and jail those who've been profiting from this lawlessness, smuggling gang members across the border, helping convicted criminals re-enter the country, and preying on those who don't know how dangerous and costly this journey can be.
Sessions says this is a new era, the Trump era. Governor Rick Scott has declared a state of emergency because of the number of wildfires burning around Florida. Incident Commander John DeWolf says the Silver Palm Fire is still smoldering in swampy woods north of Tampa.
We're at about 25 acres and 25% contained. The part of the fire that's in the swamp, as the, you know, the heat of the day heats up, the relative humidity goes down, the fire is going to become active in the swamp again. The good part about it is those fuels are really not conducive to a real fast running fire.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 7 points, the NASDAQ dropping 14, the S&P lower by 3, and oil up to $53.40 a barrel. This is SRN News.
From Washington, D.C., it's the Cal Thomas Commentary. And now here is America's number one syndicated columnist, Cal Thomas.
They came to worship on Palm Sunday and were murdered instead. Two terrorist attacks on Egyptian Coptic Christian churches left at least 44 dead and scores wounded. As usual, ISIS claims credit, though there's no proof anyone associated with them was responsible. Among the questions raised is why Egypt can't do a better job protecting its Christian minority from Muslim fanatics. This is a compelling question given the planned visit to Egypt at the end of the month by Pope Francis. Another question, why aren't the world's Christians more vocal and supportive of our brothers and sisters under persecution and attack? Our Jewish friends rally when they're targeted, and we know how loud Muslims are at even a perceived slight, much less an attack on one of theirs. This has long puzzled me. Followers of Jesus seem preoccupied with things other than caring for fellow believers. True, Jesus said we would face persecution, even death, because of his name, but that does not excuse any of us from speaking out and especially praying for those for whom Jesus gave his life. I'm Cal Thomas in Washington.
For a free copy of today's commentary and other information, visit calthomas.com or send a written request mentioning the date and subject to Values Through Media, Post Office Box 7065, Arlington, Virginia, 22207. Tax-deductible gifts support these commentaries and are appreciated. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
Great. It sounds like we don't have a plan.
Winging it is not an emergency plan. Visit ready.gov/kids and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Did something really fantastic just a couple of minutes ago. It's just a few minutes after 2 o'clock, and I accidentally deleted all of my wife's texts to me. Only about, 3,000 texts that I accidentally hit the wrong button. I think it's a very dangerous element that you can be 1/4 of an inch off and lose valuable information.
So you got to back those up.
How do you back them up?
You can either do screenshots of those and save those to a cloud account or print them out.
Here's the problem for me. My problem is this. It's a genuine problem. My mind is so fluid. I did not say full. I said fluid. And I did not say intelligent. I said fluid. It's like water running back and forth like in a bathtub, but swishes around. And the problem for me is once the text is gone, out of mind, out of sight, out of existence, only necessary when some other swishy water comes in that reminds me of something. And then I've just complained. I can't even remember a single text I sent to her except for all the I love yous, which is why I write those down on paper.
Well, and good thing also, a lot of those texts that she sent you, all those sweet ones and all that stuff, it still exists in her heart for you. It didn't go anywhere.
That's right. Now, what about the ones where she says, time to go to the gym? Can I forget those, though, too?
Well, it's probably good you deleted that then.
Yeah, okay. All right. Just checking. All right, folks. This segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasool. Sam, the man, the real estate man. We call him Sam the man. Now, even Steve Wheeler came on this show and said, Sam's the man. Sam's the man. He is the man. ThinkSam.com is his website. It's pretty simple. If you're going to do real estate in any capacity, buy, sell. If you're in a house, you want to get into an apartment. If you're in an apartment, want to get into a house, you got to get in touch with Sam. ThinkSam.com. Not only will he take a huge chunk of his portion of earnings and donate that to whatever church or charity you want. But if you have a house and it needs work, he'll help you fix that house up so it can sell faster because that's the kind of guy he is. That's the kind of person you want to do business with. Number 8 in real estate brokers and agents in the top 25 out of 25,000 in Southern California. That's just phenomenal. To be in the top 10, phenomenal. Phenomenal. He's got an unbelievable team. Get in touch with Sam. ThinkSam.com. Unfortunately, from my point of view, he has his phone surgically attached to his head. So you can call him anytime at 858-780-1SAM.
No, no, 4 in the morning. I wouldn't encourage you to do it, but it would just ring in the top of his head. 858-780-1SAM. I'm going to get a text for that. 858-780-1SAM. ThinkSam.com. And if it's not for you, then Tugboat Todd and I say together,
send them to Sam.
There you go. So if you've got somebody you know is into it, send them to Sam, and Sam will take care of them because that's the man. Sam's the man. Don't forget about Steve Wheeler. Sent me an email today. He's going to be in Japan next week. The week after that, he's probably going to Russia. The week after that, he's probably going to China. The week after that, he's probably going to, Iceland, something like that. He's just like, I'd like to have his frequent flyer miles. Hey, honey, where you want to go? Round the world. Got plenty of miles.
I'd like to be his cleaning lady. He's never home.
Well, that's a good point. Whitefields.org. That's the website. What we're simply asking is, because Whitefields Ministries takes the gospel to the four corners of the earth, educates rural pastors through a seminary-level education, plus financially supports them, plus networks between all the different ministries, missionaries, and ministers, we encourage you to pray for and participate with Whitefields Ministries. We ask you to go to whitefields.org and check them out. AAA rated. They based their ministry name off of John, the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 34, just to let you know. 760-846-8610. 760-846-8610 to touch base with Steve. I'm still working through the process. I think was it Gary that just came by here? Was that right? So Gary came by and he's like, he talked to Sam. Said, oh, it's wild to be in the studio. Wild is having Steve Wheeler and Sam Rasul in the studio at the same time. Like I had mentioned while they were talking, I could have just dropped the mic, went and did some paperwork, come back about 30 minutes later, the show would still be going on. That's the kind of people we're talking about. All right, let's get to our quick intro section on this. It is called Where is the Kingdom? Do we have a sound for that? Let's play it.
Now, if I accept Jesus into my heart, I'll get to walk beside him in the kingdom of heaven.
There you go. Here it is. Luke chapter 12, verse 29 through 32. Here is the answer. Do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it, for the pagan world runs after all these such things, and your Father knows that you need them. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Here's the question, verse 31. Seek his kingdom. Pretty simple question. And I got an answer actually in school one day when I was asking the Lord for not clarification, but maybe just a better understanding, trying to understand his kingdom. The kingdom of God is an important message throughout the Gospels and throughout the Old Testament, but specifically in the proclamations of John the Baptist and Jesus Christ in the early church, the kingdom of God is really front and center as we see that there's a reference to the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Christ, the kingdom of peace, the kingdom of grace, a multitude of times throughout the passages. So one time I was in prayer and I just asked the Lord, okay, the kingdom of God, and I'm trying to understand that. What is that in a way I can understand it? What is the kingdom of God? And I really got this, moment of clarity where I understood the kingdom of God is where God is king. The kingdom of God is where God is king. Now, I found out that there have been other people that have said that, and it is very possible through osmosis that I came across that, not that I'm aware of, but as I'm praying and I'm just really meditating on it, the kingdom of God is where God is king. That's what the kingdom of God, that's where the kingdom of God is. So it's God's reign. Whatever the time, whatever the place, whatever the situation, whatever the feelings, it's God's rule. It's God's will. It's God's kingship. When you read in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 through 10, you get a clearer definition of what the kingdom is. Matthew chapter 6, 9 through 10, says this. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So part of that definition of kingdom come is God's will being done, whether it's on earth or whether it's in heaven. The kingdom comes when God's will is done, and that is when God is king, that the kingdom is there. I want you to think about that, why that's important. So Jesus comes to the people, right? And in their minds, they're anticipating a particular type of kingdom, and we're going to talk about that in the next segment. But in our minds, we're not looking for deliverance from Rome, per se, but we are looking for God's kingship in our lives and in the existence of our circumstances and in everything we encounter. That's the kingdom. We're looking for God's will to be done. See, that prayer gives you a definition to what the kingdom is. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Oh, so the kingdom of God is where God is king. The kingdom of God is where his will is being done. Right. Now, here's the challenge. See, you got that. That's not that hard. Now, here's the challenge. We're going to take that incredibly what sounds like simplistic concept and move that into practice. That just went from easy to cheesy because I don't know how you just make it simple. Here's the reality. You want the kingdom of God everywhere. You want God's kingship. You want it in this country. You want it in the government. You want it in the people that are around you. You want it in your family. You want it in your own life. But there's an interesting twist in the kingdom, and that's when the kingdom appears. So we have to deal with that first before we understand how to access the kingdom. That's what we'll do when we come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Pastor Ray Bentley invites you to celebrate Easter with the family at Maranatha Chapel in San Diego.
He is risen just as he said.
Discover what Easter means.
It means that right here on earth, you can begin tasting and experiencing resurrection power.
And Pastor Ray welcomes a special music guest, Sarah Groves. Easter at Maranatha Chapel with Pastor Ray Bentley. Join us for a Good Friday service at noon, then four Easter services to choose from, Saturday evening at 6 and Sunday morning at 6:30, 8:30, and 10:30, with special music by Sarah Groves. Maranatha Chapel Easter weekend, April 14th through 16th. For details and directions, go to maranathachapel.org.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
If you want to know how fruitful nature is, just ask any gardener. Weeds spring up overnight without any help at all. A dormant weed seed just needs a bit of moisture and it will be off and growing. Fruitful reproduction is built throughout God's creation, even in the spiritual realm. And that's why Paul told Timothy to pass on to others what he had learned so spiritual reproduction would continue to the next generation. It's important to ask, where are you reproducing the work God has done in your life? God is at work in you for your sake and the sake of those you touch every day. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's fruitfulness on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, where your host's brain is pretty much like mush today. You're sitting there thinking, why is your brain like mush? Well, three things happened, one of which is not the greatest. One, I had to take a new medicine and been taking it for a little while, and unfortunately at nighttime, I wake up from time to time, and I'm like acting out the dream. I don't know if you've ever done this or not, but it's like if you're like stopping something in a dream, I will actually wake myself up with my hands up, stopping. Not in a, you know, forceful manner, but it's really weird to go from the dream state into a life. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think that jolting, because I do that. I have a lot of recurring dreams where I'm catching a ball, and it jolts me because I kind of put my hands to catch the ball.
So it's not really been a problem on any capacity, and let's be honest, you know, when you've been married and so on and so forth, you kind of get used to some of these little quirks that go on, except for last night, I was pushing something away, and apparently my hand found its way towards my wife's eyes and nose in the middle of the night. I can't say I was dreaming. What do you want from me?
But anyway, to sleep with like a hockey mask on or something?
No, I don't know. I see, you know, we have a pillow now that I'm trying to put between us. But the bottom line is, it's not, well, she didn't get hurt or anything. I'm just saying, because you come out of that dream and you hit like, you know, like a leaf, if you catch my drift. But in the dream, it's more active. So I thought that was, you know. So my brain is mush because I'm still working through that process. Plus, I'm still working on some of my master's theological studies process where I'm having to do a expository piece on Romans chapter 4. And if you guys know Romans chapter 4 at all, which some of you really do, there's a lot there. So I'm at 30 pages so far, and we'll finish at about 74 on one report. Love it. Anyway, I don't know why. I haven't figured out why. And last but not least, I have grandchildren. That's it. I'm going to start using that. That's just my excuse. It's like, nope, I got grandkids. Well, you know, you think you should be more well-behaved? I have grandkids. That's what I'm going to go with. All right, let's get into the next section. The first section was, where is the kingdom? We talked about that. Where the kingdom is where God is king. We understand from Matthew 6, 9, and 10, it says, your kingdom come, your will be done, that the kingdom of God is where God's will is being done. And what we want is the kingdom of God everywhere. That's just something that we want. But before we talk about the access to the kingdom, I need to talk about something else that's really important. Not a lot of people like this. And I think we have a sound for this. Do we have a sound? Let's go ahead and play the sound.
Still undisputed ruler of your spiritual kingdom, Jesus.
There you go. Undisputed ruler of your spiritual kingdom, Jesus. And here's the bottom line. The bottom line is that there are two, how many? Two, how many is that? Two aspects to the kingdom of God. How many aspects? Two. If I say to you how many aspects of the kingdom are, you will say
two.
There's two. There is the future aspect of the kingdom. Now, what do we mean by the future aspect of the kingdom? Matthew chapter 26, verse 29, I tell you, I will not drink from the fruit of this vine from now until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. There is a future kingdom. Some people, from an eschatological point of view, believe that part of that kingdom will be set up in the millennium, where after the rapture takes place and the Lord returns, there will be a thousand-year period that is set up where Christ reigns, and they believe that is part of the kingdom, which, of course, is future. And there's many people that also believe that the kingdom of God reigns when man steps into eternity once and for all, and there is no more separation in the old earth, but all the new earth and the new heaven is transpiring, and all things that are we are looking forward to take place. There are many people that understand the future part of the kingdom, and it's exceedingly difficult to deny, if one has ever read the Bible, that there's a future aspect to the kingdom of God. There is, of course, a future aspect. It is what we endure to, what we use as our hope in order to endure. It is the streets of gold. It is the fellowship with God where no light is required because Jesus Christ and God the Father and God the Spirit are there in existent essence, and we are engaging with them and fellowshipping with them on a regular basis. It is the glimpses that we see in the book of Revelation. It is the manifestation of the kingship of God, not just over the earth, but over the universe, where all things sit under his hand. And then there's going to become a time in the eternity future where we are in the, you know, the supper of the Lamb, so to speak, and we are hanging out with the Lord. That is the future kingdom, and it is a part of our hope. Now, whether you've designated that hope to begin at the rapture point or at the end of the millennium, or you think it's going to all take place at once, I'm not sure that's the key. I think the key is what the actual hope is. That part's fine. That's the future kingdom. We love it. We look forward to it, don't we? I mean, don't you look forward to no pain, no misery, no grief, no sorrow, no remembrance that causes you distress? Don't you look forward to joy and peace and grace that is so around your system, so engulfed into what you are that you walk in this sense of joy, the pureness of joy? How awesome is that going to be? I'm not sitting around on a cloud playing a harp and reading magazines from a dentist. I'm going to be, you know, let's go to what the Lord had in mind before man sinned. Let's go back to the plan. How exciting. That's the future kingdom. But there is another aspect to the kingdom. So one aspect of the kingdom is what? The future. And I want you to say that in your mind with me. The future. That's one aspect of the kingdom. Here's the other aspect of the kingdom. The now. You ever heard that candy, now and later? There you go. Whenever you eat a now and later, you now think of the kingdom of God, because that's the way to think of it. That's pretty simple, right?
Or should it be later and now?
Yeah, well, right. But I wanted to go the other way just for the fun of it. So now and later. So, but the idea is there's the kingdom future, there's kingdom now. Now you think, well, whoa. The kingdom later I get, dancing on streets of gold, I get all that. What do you mean there's a kingdom now? Well, Jesus said in Luke chapter 17, verse 21, people will say, here it is or there it is, and that is incorrect because the kingdom of God is in your midst. What? I thought it was future. Well, there is a future kingdom. That's what, there's a future element to your salvation called glorification. But there's a current aspect to your salvation called sanctification, right? All that is based on justification. Here's what we understand about the kingdom now. It is a place where disease, demons, and sin are defeated. When Jesus healed somebody and said, the kingdom has come upon you, it's like, there you go. I don't need what I need grander definition than when Jesus said, the kingdom's here. When he cast out an evil spirit out of somebody and said, I manifest the kingdom of God, show the finger of God by casting out a demon, do you need to know that's part of his definition of when the kingdom is? There is a kingdom in the future, but there is a kingdom now. When the Lord enables you to overcome a sin through a sanctification process and the blood of Jesus Christ, that is a manifestation of the kingdom of God. God now present. That's what that is. Here's another thing that might blow your mind, but the kingdom of God now has to do with taking those past wounds that are in your life that have clawed away at you and ripped away at you and brought you to decimation in some times and some moments, how that power of that past loses its grip on you. That's another manifestation of the kingdom of God now. It will find culmination in eternity, but you're getting glimpses now. In other words, what we're going to go into, we get to see bits and pieces of before we get there. So there's a kingdom now and a kingdom later, which is why you get saved now, justification, go through the process, sanctification, And then there's going to be the glorification, where mortal will put on immortality. So where is the kingdom? It's where God is king. It's where his will is being done. When is the kingdom? It is now and it is later. Two aspects, now and later. And we come back, we're going to talk about how we access the kingdom now, because that's kind of important. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Justice is repeatedly called for in the Bible. So what's the problem? This is Jim Garlow. Leviticus 19:15 instructs us not to show partiality to the poor or favoritism to the great, but judge our neighbor fairly. There's to be no favoritism in the courts between rich or poor, male or female, or based on race. Everyone is to obey the same standard of righteousness and suffer the same consequences for violating it. And further, biblically, mercy and kindness are to be extended to those weak and vulnerable in our society. But this does not mean unjustly seizing and redistributing wealth and property that is the rightful possession of others. Unfortunately, for many in the social justice movement, it does mean exactly that, the forceful redistribution of wealth. It's not only unbiblical and unjust, it has failed everywhere on earth it's been tried. There's more at jimgarlow.com.
Nobody wants it, but everybody either has it or will have it. I'm talking about suffering.
This is Real Family Life with Dennis Rainey for Tuesday, April 11th. We asked this man what was the most difficult thing he and his wife have endured in their marriage.
I would say the miscarriage of our first. That was probably the most devastating thing that's happened in our marriage.
Suffering is never easy. But did you know there's a right way and a wrong way to suffer? The Apostle Peter says in the New Testament, "Those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good." One time I was counseling a husband trying to persuade him not to go through with a divorce. I shared that passage from 1 Peter with him. "You're going to suffer," I said. "The question is, are you going to suffer for doing the will of God or for going your own way? How will you suffer?" One final thought. For us, this side of heaven, suffering is not optional. The question is, will you trust your faithful Creator and keep doing what's right? That, my friend, is suffering according to the will of God. I'm Dennis Rainey, and that's Real Family Life.
We all play a role in keeping our community safe.
Every day, we move in and out of each other's busy lives.
It's easy to take for granted all the little moments that make up our everyday.
Some are good,
others not so much.
But that's life.
It's when something doesn't seem quite right
that it's time to pay attention.
Because only you know what's not supposed to be in your everyday.
So protect your everyday.
If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. A couple things to let you know right off the bat. Pastor's Masters Golf Tournament. You feeling pretty good about your golf game? You're not feeling good about your golf game? Here's the great thing. You get together with a bunch of pastors who really understand the concept of forgiveness.
That's the best part about playing golf.
It's an opportunity for a little bit of rest, fellowship, relaxation, lunch, a special gift, awards, dessert, and laughs as you meet and greet and kind of compete with other area pastors, having just a good time. Going to be taking place Monday, May 8th. You must go to KPRZ.com to sign up. I'm highly going to encourage that. All the pastors always have a good time. I think one time there was so much food. And I'll tell you something, that sometimes we get together and we pray. It just doesn't take a long time. Pray for a few minutes. But, man, it's just something about trying to refresh those that are refreshing all of us on a regular basis. There's just some big blessing there that kind of happens. And I will say this. I met with somebody last night, kind of an interesting person. And they were just talking about, they used a line, and I'm going to use it on the radio. I'm borrowing this line. I did not come up with this line, but it was a great line. So this person happens to be from Texas. And they were talking, they live in that Rockwall area, whatever, and which is about 25 miles out of Dallas, somewhere, I think east of Dallas, northeast of Dallas. And they were talking about all the churches. I mean, they're just like, oh, church after church after church. Like, it's like one of the highest churched counties in the country, which is like, wow. And then she made this comment, if you can't find God in Rock, or if you can't find a church in Rockwell, you can't find God. It's like, wow. You got to be careful when you say that, but what a great life. You can't find a church in Rockwell, you can't find God. Wowzer. Anyway, my point in bringing that up is that there are so many great pastors in San Diego. A ton. And if you're one of those people that's been hurt, or you're just like, I'm not sure about church, or, I don't want to go to a place where they judge me. Oh, you're feeling that guilty? You're going to think you're going to be judged before you walk in the door. Bingo! You're your worst judge. You started it. Don't blame me. I'm not the one that points that out. Well, okay, I was the one that pointed that out. But the point of that is that pastors get together, and they're just a blessing. They're blessing one another, loving on one another. If you're a pastor, go to this. This is good. It's a good time of fellowship. Even if you don't know other pastors, maybe they're not the same denomination as you, then great. Teach them how to use a putter. That's the fun of it. So give it a shot, and we encourage you to do that. The other thing I do want to mention to you is the school tuitions on KPRZ. Half-price school tuitions for Christian education. It is really half-price. They don't raise the prices up, and then, we give you some kind of discount. It's not how it works. We give a full retail value to the school. The school gives half to the parents and the children, and then it's a great opportunity for the school, great opportunity for us. They fill the seats. We have a great connection with the community. It's just a good thing. There's nothing weird or goofy about it whatsoever. We encourage you to go to KPRZ.com. If you do not find a school that you're looking for, then we would ask you to reach out to me directly, and we'll see if we can connect you with the school. We'll see what's up with that. I can be reached at davidspoon@KPRZ.com, and I do a pretty good job, not an excellent job, but I give myself probably a B+, A- in getting back to every single email, although I do get quite a few emails every day. All right, let's get into the next section. We got a sound for this next section. Before we do the sound, let me just set it up. We talked in the very beginning about where is the kingdom of God. Talked about the kingdom of God is where God is king. The kingdom of God, as Jesus defined by prayer in Matthew 6, is where he says, your kingdom come, your will be done, where the will of God is being done. And then the last segment we talked about, when is the kingdom? And the when part is it's in the future, but it's also now. The kingdom of God is now, especially as the Lord is growing you to look and resemble Jesus Christ more and more in your experiences. And now we're going to talk about the access, because we need an access point to the kingdom, the access point to the kingdom of God. What is our sound?
Open sesame.
There you go. Access. Okay, folks, it's hard to come up with access points to the kingdom of God and have a good sound. Tugboat Todd did the best he can. Nice job, Tugboat Todd. Thank you. All right, how do you access the kingdom? Because Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, as most of talks about seeking first the kingdom of God. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that or not, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So really the question comes down to, we understand it's important that where the kingdom is, when the kingdom is, but how do we access the kingdom? And this is the core of everything I'm sharing right here. The answer to access the kingdom of God, where God is king both now and in the future, so you can enjoy it in the future. The answer to getting in touch now. The answer to drinking a cup of water now prior to us going into the showers of the presence of the Lord is simply this. It is by humbly, consistently heeding or responding to the first call of that kingdom. There you go. You thought that was going to be complex, you would be wrong. It is by humbly, consistently heeding or responding to the first call of that kingdom. Really, Dave? That's all there is. Yes. Well, what is the first call of the kingdom? Aha! Aha! Matthew chapter 3, verse 1 through 2. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. Oh, wait, I'm not done. Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. From that time on, Jesus began to preach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. Oh, wait, I'm not done. Acts chapter 2, verse 37 and 38. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the apostles, brothers, what shall we do? Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. There is one clarion call to access the kingdom of God. Repentance. Period. I love it when NBC and MSNBC and CBS and ABC, even Fox News and CNN and every other publication and every other news outlet goes, judge not, lest ye be judged. We're just quoting Jesus. And I'm just sitting there thinking, well, I don't see you quoting the first message of Jesus, which is repent. The first message of John the Baptist, Jesus' forerunner, which is repent. The first big sermon of the establishment of the church by the Apostle Peter, which is repent. How come you're not sharing that message? Because you don't get to judge not lest ye be judged just by skipping around and picking bits and pieces out, which, by the way, the judge not has to do with hypocritical judging, not evaluating and judging the way they make it sound, because the same Jesus who said those things said in the Gospel of John, judge ye righteous judgment. They just won't quote that. But what's the message? Repent, 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 repent. The word repent is pretty forward in the Greek and actually in the Hebrew, to think afterwards. Remember how we said there's two aspects to the kingdom, the future and the now? Isn't that funny? Because there's two aspects to the word repent. Think that's a coincidence? Sure it is. There's two aspects to the kingdom of God, and there's two aspects to the word repent. The first one, actually the second one, is to be in anguish, to be sorry over your sin. That's actually the second, not the first. Isn't that amazing? And that's a scripture where you get, for godly grief, this is 2 Corinthians 7:10, for godly grief produces a repentance that leads to salvation without regret, whereas worldly grief produces death. There is a godly grief that we engage with that does put us in anguish and sorrow. That is the secondary element of repentance. Did you want to know what the first one is, though? It's to change our direction, to change our minds. And in theology, it's to conform to God's way of thinking. Repentance is to change the direction of our thoughts so they line up with God's thoughts. That's what true repentance is. Sometimes there's sorrow. Sometimes there's just acknowledgement. But there are two aspects to repentance, like there's two aspects to the kingdom. And for us to realign our thinking so it follows in the steps of God's process is the truest form of repentance in the Old and the New Testament. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what results from conforming into God's way of thinking. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of White Fields Ministry. Since 1953, White Fields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to White Fields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Target's CEO is finally admitting it was a mistake to allow men in women's bathrooms, and at the same time confirming the effectiveness of the boycott against the store. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. Since the boycott started, Target stock has lost 35% of its value and shuttered plans for major expansion projects. A very damaging article just out from the Wall Street Journal clearly shows that Target CEO Brian Cornell regrets his company's policy announcement welcoming men to use women's restrooms and dressing rooms. According to the article, Cornell expressed frustration about how the bathroom policy was publicized without his permission or knowledge, and told colleagues he would not have approved the decision to flaunt it with a public statement that is still on Target's website today. He told the staff Target did not adequately assess the risk, and the ensuing backlash was self-inflicted. The article explained that Target headquarters sent an internal memo to store managers reiterating its official stance on men using women's facilities. Cornell was not among the recipients of that email. Mary McCandless, a shopper in Winston-Salem, told the Wall Street Journal, Target picked a side and pretty much said to the rest of us that we don't matter. The 56-year-old financial analyst said she quit using her Target credit card and shifted most of her shopping online, adding, at least I don't have to worry about using the bathroom on Amazon.com. You know, if you see a lot of people rushing to get in on something and they're all excited, don't you wonder, okay, what am I missing out on? In this case, it's thousands of people joining MediShare. Just one of the reasons. Think about this. MediShare is about half the cost of other healthcare programs. Honestly, this may be a game changer for you and your family. Find out more. Call 844-49-BIBLE. MediShare is now available in Montana. Call 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Gives me strength to walk beside you, no matter if it's far.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I probably should let you know if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Couple things to throw in your direction. One, the Passion Play at Balboa Theater going to be taking place Good Friday, April 14th. Two free performances are offered at 5 and 8 p.m. You can get free tickets through the K-Praise mobile app. The mobile app. Yep, the one that's free. It's mobile, and it's an app. You go to KPRZ.com to download the app if you need to, or you go to the Play Store. I think if you take your phone and wave it over your head, it won't work. I don't think so. I tried that with the Wells Fargo account, but I never got any money. So I don't think it works quite that way. Let's finish up on what we've been talking about. We've been talking about the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God, understanding the kingdom of God is where God is king. It took me a while to find out that it was George Ladd who said that, you know, way before I did, but I didn't know that. So it's one of the things you come to that, you know, understanding. You know, it's easy by osmosis to think, I could have heard that somewhere. Sure, I think so. But I I understood it more when the Lord and I were in prayer while I was in my psychology class in college trying to act like I was paying attention. I did my best. Anyhow, so the kingdom of God is where God is king. It's a great understanding in Matthew chapter 6 to say, when Jesus said, your kingdom come, your will be done, that the will of God being done is where the kingdom of God is. And so we understand where it is, where God is king, where his will is done, when it is, both the future and now, and how we access that kingdom, specifically now, and that's by repentance, which also has two aspects, to be in anguish, but also to change our direction of thought to comply with God's way of thinking. And all that sounds good, but let me be honest with you. It's like accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, unless you're a Christian existentialist, which is an oxymoron, because you can't do that, because without the resurrection, doesn't matter. But there has to be benefit in the communion and the connection with God. There has to be benefit in the communion and the connection to the kingdom of God. There's got to be benefit. So what's the result? And the Lord tells us the result, the benefit from repentance. Ready? It's going to take me a little bit to read this, but just bear with me. This is Peter addressing the people. He said, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered and denied in the presence of Pilate when he had decided to release him. But you denied the holy and righteous one and asked for a murderer to be granted to you. But what God foretold by the mouth of the prophets that his Christ would suffer, he thus fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and turn again, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Now, I want you to hear that. There is forgiveness when we repent. I cannot in any manner explain how important that first aspect is of the benefit or the results of the kingdom of God. The first result or aspect is forgiveness. You're forgiven. Stop. The blood of Jesus has covered it. Cut it out. It's done. So Peter tells the people to repent and to turn from their present direction to God's direction, and the result is forgiveness. And there's nothing greater than that moment when you realize you're forgiven, and there's nothing worse than the moment that you let Satan take away that moment. It's just terrible. But by the continual act of repentance, you have that opportunity to renew in your mind that forgiveness is solid and steadfast. There's another benefit to repentance that is extremely powerful. Repent, therefore, verse 319, and turn again, this is the English Standard Version, that your sins may be blotted out and that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. You see, in the Lord's presence, there is joy and there is a refreshing, a freshness that falls upon us. And when we repent, when we conform our thinking to God's thinking, when we are in the process of repairing our mind, so to speak, by conforming our thoughts to God's thoughts, by changing our direction of process, and by thinking about it the way God thinks about it, we enable the presence of God to weave into our lives and to blow into our lives a sprinkling of refreshment. Just imagine yourself on a hot day, and you've had, all of us have had that, and when you get that glass, when you get that water, I don't care if it's water, juice, soda, I don't care if it's lemonade, but you drink that when you're really thirsty, and that quenches your thirst. How about that for your spirit? How about the freshness of God falling upon you? You know, people are always looking for a fresh start and a fresh touch from God. They're always looking for that. It's not new. God has given us the tools and the access point by which we can attain that refreshment and that fresh start and that fresh touch It's repentance. It's a change of your mind to conform to the thoughts and processes, attitudes, actions, and directions and declaration of God's mind. That's true repentance, because true repentance is to think afterwards, to change the direction. And when you do that, you enable the refreshment to come from the Lord. So if you're a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, and you need a refreshment, why don't you try repentance? You know what? It worked the first time. It's amazing how Scripture tells us it works all the time. Let's do it. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then we're going to come back. You're going to hear Marty. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.